Hello, we're now recording, and I've had a...
This is a test.
Oh,
I feel a stroke.
So, we are into 98-99 season.
We are... 99
We are hurtling towards the end of the century. In fact, the end of the millennium, or was it the end? There was a big argument about that, wasn't it, when the end of the millennium was?
Oh, yeah. Make sure everything's unplugged.
Was it the
Make
end
sure
of 99?
Before midnight.
Or was it the end of the year 2000? Big fight. Remember the big fight? So, okay. Yeah. Here we are, 98-99. What do you reckon?
Another unsuccessful year for Liverpool. Still in transition, still fucking signing shit players.
The eternal transitional period that we were in for 20 years, 25 years.
The Roy Evans and Gerard Houllier partnership, joint management scheme, was a farce. Wasn't worked. Roy Evans walked away, didn't he? Was it around October time? Was it just before Christmas, was it?
Yeah, so that was this season, was it?
Yeah.
You see, what always puzzled me is Colin Harvey was Everton manager and it didn't work, but he stayed on as a coach.
Yeah.
And he had that wealth of Everton experience and know-how and all that. Roy Evans is obviously one of the Shankly boys. He's still alive now, obviously, as we know.
Yeah.
But why did he walk away? Why has he never... gone back?
Can you take that step backwards? Can you go from management back to backroom staff?
But yeah, but Roy Evans was one of the, if not the greatest coach we ever had, and reserve manager. Didn't he win the Central Reserve League 9 years running or something?
Yeah, but I know what you're saying. But once you've been at the top, once you've been manager, can you then? I mean, I know he wasn't sacked, or the news was that he wasn't sacked, he resigned. For the good of Liverpool, he didn't think it would work as two managers. So for the good of Liverpool, he stepped down, was the official spiel. But was he asked to leave? And if he was his nose put out of the joint and did he not want to go back?
Probably. Probably if I've read his book, which I haven't, it would be in there, no doubt. But it always disappointed me that was one of the last, you know, I think Ronnie Moran...
It was the end of it, wasn't it? It was the end of the backroom staff, wasn't it?
What about Ronnie Moran? Did he not stay on? When did he retire officially?
I don't know. I think he stayed after Evans, was he?
I presume so. Oh, we need to have a look at this. We'll let you know. But yeah, so... he goes and Gerard Houllier comes
in. So Gerard takes full control from October, November time, whatever it was. And of course, Walter Smith is their manager this season. And Walter Smith has come from Rangers, was he?
Rangers, yeah. God, this all feels like yesterday. This all seems so like a couple of years ago. Fucking mental, though.
So, Man United win the league, don't they? Bastards. Arsenal second, Chelsea third, Leeds fourth, West Ham, Aston Villa, Liverpool back in seventh.
Oh, goodness me.
Everton back in 14th.
So, this is the end of the 99 season. So, we end in seventh. Now, this is the start of Leeds as well, coming back with all that money. And ultimately busting a couple of years later.
Well, we spoke, didn't we? They won the league and then the following season they were near relegation, weren't they?
Yeah.
Total fall from grace. But yeah, they rebuilt. They had a great team. I think we spoke about it before. speed, well, not speed, speed at the time, but speed at Everton now. Yakubu and all them monsters.
Yeah, they were good.
So this season, the up came Nottingham Forest, Middlesbrough and Charlton.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the season, they all survived. Oh, no, they didn't. Charlton went straight back down, but Blackburn and Forest went back down as well. So Forest and Charlton came up and went straight back down. Middlesbrough came up and survived. Blackburn went down.
So Blackburn, who had been champions a mere 4 years earlier, go down. You forget all this history, don't you?
We finished on 54 points, Man United on 79.
God.
They were free scoring Man United this season. Scored 80 goals, only conceded 37. Stayed at plus 43 to Liverpool's plus 19.
Is this the season they did the treble?
Yeah. The Holy Grail.
Bastards.
FA Cup, League and European Cup. Signings this season, Liverpool brought in Vegard Hegem, Rigobert Song, Sean Dundee. What a signing he was.
Oh, do you remember him?
Jimmy Traore. They brought Staunton back on a free from Villa.
Yeah.
And Steven Gerrard was promoted from under 18s. Out went McAteer, Harkness, Ruddock, Murphy, Michael Thomas, Mark Wright retired. McManaman had his fucking dodgy deal, didn't he?
Danny Murphy went.
Yeah.
Out on loan, that'll be.
Maybe he didn't come back, did he?
Yeah, because he scores three winners in three.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, he goes out on loan. It said loan, I didn't think he'd come back, but he does, you're right. Yeah, and McManaman, he let his contract run down, didn't he, to go on a Bosman.
Yeah.
He signed a pre-contract with Real Madrid in the Christmas transfer window. That's how he was leaving at the end of the season.
Yeah. Because all through the commentary, it's this is McManaman's last ever derby and all that palaver.
Yeah.
I remember feeling a little bit bitter about it at the time, but realistically, why would he want to stay?
I read a bit about it, and I think Barcelona and Juventus had both offered to buy him. So Liverpool had agreed to it, but he didn't want to go. So I think the stigma was Liverpool could have got money for him, and he decided to just run his contract down.
Yeah, that was it. I think his mum was dying of cancer as well at the time, and obviously she ultimately died, and that helped him to be able to move, because he stayed in Liverpool with his mum, and then off he went. Real Madrid, European Cups, I think he got two, maybe, definitely one. He scored a wonder goal in one of the finals.
I know he was, and I don't know whether he still is, the most successful English player in Europe, to play in Europe. I don't know whether he still is. Hargreaves might have got that now, because Owen Hargreaves won a few with Bayern Munich, didn't he?
Bayern Munich. Yeah, hold on, I'm just going to cough on mute.
Well, it's weird watching someone cough with no sound.
There you go.
So Everton signers this season. So obviously Walter Smith's coming in and doing his own little bit of didgeridoo, little bit of hunky-punky.
Did he bring in some over-the-hill Rangers players, perchance?
No.
Oh.
So he brought in Bakayoko from Montpellier.
Easy for you to say.
Oliver Decore from Strasbourg. Simonson from Tranmere. You got Unsworth back from Villa. John Collins from Monaco. Marco Materazzi from Perugia. David Weir from Hearts. Scott Gemmell from Nottingham Forest. And Paul Gerrard, I don't know where from. And out went Big Dunk to Newcastle.
Wow.
Big Dunk was out of here.
Fucking slingy. I'm sure he went for something like 7 million.
9.6 I've got.
Oh, is it? Okay, yes. Yeah.
I have noticed doing this podcast, depending on what site you go on, there is sort of a difference of a couple of million sometimes.
Right. Well, you're probably right, because you've done the own work. I'm just going from memory, like. But he does come back eventually. I don't know if he
comes back to eventually manage.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. Blade.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Neither team did anything in the Cups. Both knocked out pretty early in the Cups. Both just domestic. And, yeah, pretty uneventful season.
Just one of them. So, what? Why is it telling me to upgrade? That's random, isn't it?
That's what it's asking to upgrade.
We've got 10 minutes left of this meeting. That must have been because there was two of you in here before.
Ooh.
That's random. We'll crack on then dead quick, and then when we get to 10 minutes, we'll have to start again. So, Everton versus Liverpool, 17th of October, 1998. And you're getting the feeling now the Premiership is established. It's been going a few years now. And the derbies, I know there's always one at the start, in the middle of the first half, and one in the middle of the second half. Do you know what I mean? There was one year where there was the two derbies were both before Christmas, wasn't there? But
yeah. That
doesn't appear to have happened again.
Yeah.
So, this is... a board draw, 0-0, 40,185, Everton was Myra, Cleland, Unsworth, Watson, Short, Ball, Collins, Grant, Hutchinson, Bakayoko, Ferguson, and Liverpool was James, Heggen, Bjornaby, Staunton, Carragher, Berger, Ince, McManaman, Redknapp, Fowler, and Owen.
Paul Gaker was the ref.
Oh, yeah, you've got that. Yeah, it was a very... we can't even find any footage of this derby.
No, obviously doing this, we go back and have a look at whatever highlights we can see to jog our memories. Because as we both said, this is the era where we were going to games, but not so much derbies. So the only time we saw the derby was on the telly, really.
Yeah, I mean,
tickets like fucking gold dust.
By this time, I only go into maybe one game a season, maybe two games a season. Just because it's not a priority. I'm sorry to say, as much as I love it.
Sorry, there's a mortgage to be paid now.
Yeah. So the song, because the song is Billy.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Piper, Girlfriend. Couldn't remember it, so I played it on my Alexa.
Yeah.
It's number one.
So this was she known as Billy Piper and she was trying to be funky and become Billy? Or was she Billy and then she wanted to be taken seriously, so become Billy Piper?
Because serious song. What was her first song? Was this her first hit?
I don't know. I think it was that one about being a... Because we want to.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say this and that because we want to. I'm old now. Yeah.
As bad a rendition as that was, I do remember you.
And wasn't she married to Chris Evans?
Yeah. Yeah, he was about 30 and she was about 17.
Oh, yummy bugger. So that was the song. It's in the playlist on Apple Music, Spotify and YouTube.
Number one album of that year was Phil Collins' Hits. Were you a Phil Collins fan?
Yeah.
But seriously,
the one after that, the grey one where obviously they all just had his face on, I think that was the last one I ever bought, because he just went, every song was a fucking political heartstring puller fucking effort.
Yeah. I mean, I was into Genesis of the early 80s, mid-80s. Mm. And then I didn't really follow Phil Collins' songs apart from, like, you know, the big hits, The Invisible Touch, that sort of stuff.
Ah.
And then when this Phil Collins album come out, and it was like you say, it was all ballads talking about people sleeping on the streets and all that. Pulled the heartstrings. I did listen to it and I did love it. And it got me back in love with Genesis and Phil Collins.
And I went out and I went and hugged the homeless person.
Yeah. I nearly gave some money to a homeless person until I saw he had 20 fags. Hold on, pal, they cost 10 quid. Where'd you get that £10 from?
Your pocket, dickhead. Yeah, I still love Phil Collins. I still like the Genesis stuff that he did. Number one album, Greatest Hits. They shouldn't be allowed in the album charts. All them Greatest Hits Now albums and all that, it should just be proper albums in the charts.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, I was doing us all, we're all off today. So this morning I did us all a bit of a fry up, and I was listening to it. I just went, Alexa, play Genesis songs. I was listening to a bit of Genesis this morning.
Oh.
So the second derby was on the 3rd of April 99. Liverpool 3, Everton 2. And as we were discussing before we went on air, this was Liverpool's first win over Everton for 5 years.
Yeah, massive.
Obviously, being the 3rd of April, they had a minute's silence for the 10th anniversary of Hillsborough before this game.
Which seems like a lifetime ago now, 10th anniversary.
Fowler, now this is now, you must remember, this game is notoriously famous for something not football related.
Yeah, so had he been injured and the rumour was going round that he was a big cokehead?
Well, it's been going on for seasons. I think he was a cokehead. Been going on for years. It said it was, because he had the strap on his nose, he had the strip on his nose, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
To help him breathe. And they all reckon that was because his nose had collapsed with all the fucking coke he took.
And we've got no evidence to say he was a cokehead or he wasn't a cokehead.
But his reaction after his goal was hilarious.
Yeah, and it was hilarious. Fuck you, blue noses.
Well, I mean, if you remember, most people remember him. Oh, I remember he went on the line and started sniffing the line like it was coke.
Yeah.
I think Berger pulled him up. I think Berger realised, you're making a knob of yourself here, get up quick. And then he ran and he went down to the side, the touchline then, and did it again. Yeah. I think McManaman pulled him up.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's 44,852 at this game. Everton, the team dead quick. Maida, Unsworth, Watson, Materazzi, Short, Ball, Decourt, Gemmell, Barmby, Nicky Barmby, Michael Branch, Kevin Campbell. Liverpool was James, Heggen, Song, Staunton, Matteo Berger, Ince McManaman, Redknapp, Fowler, and Owen. Decourt puts Everton 1-0 up in the first minute at the Kop end with a cracking little goal. He webs it in.
It deflected in, didn't it?
Yeah.
Don't know whether James would have got to it anyway, but it's like looped over into the top corner, didn't it? And then Fowler got his goal through a penalty, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ince broke through into the box and Materazzi basically just fucking brought him down, didn't he? Got a penalty.
Yeah. Berger scores
a penalty, runs off and does his little snort on the line.
Yeah, he does. Cracking little 2-1 up, 21st minute, flying. And then we wait until the 82nd minute, Patrick Berger scores a belter.
Yeah.
And then Franny Jeffers swivels in the penalty box. And
it was a fantastic swivel.
Swivel. And that, I think that's about as good as his career got, to be honest.
Yeah.
It
hardly flourished at Arsenal, did it?
Mm. So,
if you remember as well with this game,
I'm just going we're just about to get kicked out.
Ah.
So I'll end it here. We'll be back after this pretend commercial break.
Hey, you have a big shit in your pants. So if you remember, Gerrard comes off the bench.
Yeah.
And makes two massively important goal line clearances within the space of like 5 or 6 minutes. And obviously it's that important. We haven't won for 5 years. Everyone's running over to him and like patting him on the head and hugging him and everything. And he's just made these massive clearances. The rest is history.
Well, I mean, right, side note, open brackets. I've always said Souness is my best. Above Gerrard, basically. But yeah, the more I've been looking back over history and stuff like that.
This is massive. We've had so many arguments over this. Are you finally backing down? Oh my God. And it's on podcast. It's documented forever. Go on, carry on.
In a roundabout way, because Gerrard ultimately did have some play in some wonderful Liverpool teams. Souness didn't play in one bad Liverpool team. Every Liverpool team Souness played in was different, but was ultimately a champion of some sorts. Whether they were lifting European Cups, of which I think he's got three, has he? He's definitely got two, hasn't he? Yeah. Gerrard had to play with a lot of dog shit.
Yeah, which was always my argument. You know, it was Disney. No, Gerrard was head and shoulders above everyone. He had to be a massive influence in every team he was in because he was by far the best team, the best player in a shit team.
Yeah.
Souness, no doubt, was a magnificent midfielder.
He was.
One of the best.
The best.
One of the best. But he could afford to make the odd mistake because he had 10 other world-class players around him.
I don't think Gerrard, Souness ever made a mistake, I'll be honest with you. But Gerrard did carry not just the team, but the club and the fans to a degree. So I will concede that Gerrard is probably the Liverpool's greatest ever player. And the only thing that is still a little bit of doubt in my head is that he never got to lift the Premier League title. So can he be held in the same breath as everyone else?
Of course he can.
Yeah, of course he can. But he still,
a single player doesn't win the Premier League. The team does.
A single player lost the Premier League when he slipped over.
Not bad. Everyone's just turned off this Liverpool podcast now. This isn't the greatest player we've ever had.
So I will concede. There you go, I've said it now.
Well, I'm not willing to let it drop. I want to carry this argument. Even though I've just won after all these years. No, but Gerrard, an individual player, is either a great player or not. You can't say he's not a great player because he never lifted the Premier League. Because that also depends on the team he's in.
Well,
you could put Pele in the Everton team. They're not going to win the Premier League because Pele's in it.
Oh, that audio's just done. Fucking hell. Yeah, you're right, yeah. But they might win the Premier League with Pele. Even though he's about 70 and can't get an ad on.
It's still getting their team now, though.
I'd get in their team, mate, and I'm shit.
Last point on this game, then the second derby I've got here is, after Fowler sniffing the touchline and his little pokey thing, he got
it's only a wee bag of chale.
He got a £32,000 fine,
yeah,
which was massive at the time.
probably 2 weeks' wages back in then.
I can't remember what the instance was, but someone had been given a fine a few weeks prior to that, and it was like a £4,000 fine. So it was absolutely massive, this, compared to what others were getting. He got a four-match ban. Wow. But he was also, four-match ban plus 32 grand, but he was also in the process of getting his arse kicked for, do you remember what he did to Graham Rousseau at Chelsea? That was this season.
Was he?
I think Graham Rousseau always got a bit of stick for being a homo.
Or, well,
even though he's married with kids.
A well-read individual. He was a bit brainy, wasn't he, Graham Rousseau?
Yeah, but he always took the stick off away fans and other players that he was a homo, even though he wasn't, he was married and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So Fowler, we're having a bit of a barney with him, and his reaction was to turn his back on him and show him his arse cheeks. In like a homophobic...
Bobby.
Not me arse sort of thing. Yeah. So he also got a two-match ban for that. So he got six-match ban. Four for the coke and two for his showing his arse.
And this might ultimately be why, I know he goes eventually, I think it was 2001 maybe, this might have been the start of the end for Fowler, because Fowler couldn't get on the pitch. It was always Heskey and Owen, wasn't it?
Yeah. Houllier was an ex-school teacher, wasn't he? He was madly into discipline, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So for someone acting like a naughty little schoolboy like that, obviously he's going to frown upon it.
And don't forget, these players all would have had mobile phones. Mobile phones were brand spanking new at this point. I got Kerry her first mobile phone for her birthday on the 23rd of July in 1998, the day before our wedding. And she was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? And I was like, ring people. And she was like, what's the point?
I don't know anyone who's got a phone.
Yeah, nobody had a mobile. No. You got three local phone calls, 0151 numbers.
Right, yeah.
And I think it was Orange we were on back then, maybe, or she was on. And she had the phone for a few months, and then I ended up having it. So this is, because I know Houllier didn't like any of the players having their mobiles on or anything like that. He moved on Paul Ince because he had too much to say for himself. He's very outspoken. What might be interesting to help give this podcast maybe another footballing feature, because of Chris Paws that's been going on and the new podcast that I'm doing with Colin called This and That, where we're going to have like votes and Pepsi or Coke, whatever, maybe we could introduce two players against each other. You know, go through the whole of history, all the top Liverpool players, put them all in the bag and have a draw, and every game or every podcast we have a vote or something.
We've got the fan base for that. It only takes three votes, to be fair.
Yeah.
We're going to take one vote.
Exactly. Bruce Grobbelaar is the greatest player ever to play for Liverpool.
And we're on 98-99 now, so we've only got like 11 episodes left before the end.
Well, we've had preliminary discussions. Well, we've got 20, haven't we? We've had preliminary discussions, haven't we, about how to carry on this show once we get to current day. And we might start going backwards from
where we started.
Yeah, going back in time. So
that being said, yeah, when it was good. April 99, when this match was 3rd of April. What was number one in the charts that week, then, Mr. Lucas?
I forgot this song existed. I actually loved it, right? And everybody loved it because everybody used to do the little head.
Everyone liked a little bit of head.
Oh, didn't we all, man? Crazy times. Flat Beat by, how do you say his name? Mr. Ozo. Wazzo. Yeah, he was only there for 2 weeks.
But what a 2 weeks it was.
Yeah. Have you seen what beat him? What took him off?
Spice Girls.
No, Perfect Moment by one of my crushes.
Oh, Martin McCutcheon.
Yeah, that's got, do you know what that's got written all over it? Simon Cowell. Oh, is he?
Fuck it's off. One of them ones.
Oh, he was right on fire then, wasn't he then? This is him and his pomp.
Probably will be one of his.
And I mean, this is Blame It on the Weatherman was the number one before it. This is a really bad year for music.
Blame It on the Weatherman. Can't even think what that is. Who sung that?
Bewitched.
No. I know the group, but I don't know the song.
I can't remember it. But it's like Baby One More Time, Britney. That was out then. Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz. Okay. Maria Blondie. That's a solid tune.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You Don't Know Me. Oh, that's a dance one, I think. Pretty Fly for a White Guy, The Offspring.
I know them say Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Heartbeat and Tragedy, Steps. Praise You, Fatboy Slim. A Little Bit More, 9-11. Oh, no, 9.
One of your favourite albums were at number one during this game.
Go on.
Blair 13.
Oh, I love that album. Blair are a dirty little group. Because as much as I loved Oasis, I always went back to Blair. And I do love Oasis.
Yeah, we've had this discussion. I'm an Oasis man myself. Even though I hate him now, everything's saying about Liverpool, pair of nonsense.
That's such a scouse put down. That is such a scouse put down. I love it. Nick's head falls off when I call him a nonce. But it's a term of endearment in Liverpool, I've told him.
Yeah, keep telling them that.
Yeah, it's like that. By then, nonce. Yeah,
you put the phone down first. No, you put it down first.
Yeah, love you, Nan. go ahead.
Are we still running?
Oh, yeah.
The music that was popular in 99, I've got the Brits here, hosted this year by Johnny Vaughan. Remember him? Johnny Vaughan. He was on
Big Breakfast
with Denise Van Outen.
Yeah, he was the mouthy one. He's on radio, I would imagine, now.
Yeah, he's on radio now. Best album this year was Manic Street Preachers, This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. Best single, Robbie Williams, Angels.
Oh, we've talked about that.
Best male solo artist, Robbie Williams. Best female solo artist was Desiree. Do you remember? Yeah, no. This was a shit year for women singing. Honest to God.
Women can't sing.
Because I'd never heard of her, I invested a little bit more. What has she sung? How come I don't know it? She had an album in 98.
Yeah.
And its highest position was number 16.
Okay.
The singles off this album only reached number 8 and number 19.
Yeah.
In 1999, she released a re-release of her 1995 song, You Gotta Be.
Nope.
And back then, it peaked at number 20. This time, it got to number 10. So hardly a successful artist. Now, fucking hell. This song, Life, which is what she won it for. No? You might remember the lyrics. You remember the lyrics? Are you ready for this?
I won't.
You will. I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park.
I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park. No.
No? You get this next line, you remember this. I don't want to see a ghost. It's a sight I fear the most. I'd rather have a piece of toast.
Fucking hell.
And then the chorus is life, oh life, oh life, oh life, do, 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 do.
Oh, I think that song's coming back to me now.
Life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
I don't know if it sounded like that.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see a ghost. It's a sight I fear the most. I'd rather have a piece of toast.
She must have done more songs than this. It's a nice song, though.
Yeah, but she struggled with the fucking lyrics.
Yeah, but when we were in the infant sight, I'm going to claim she robbed that off me because we had a teacher. We had a teacher in the infants called Mrs. Wright, right? Mrs. Wright, and her husband was a farmer, and he used to bring in baby lambs, or lambs, not baby lambs, just lambs, baby sheep. And we used to have a rhyme. Mrs. Wright had a fright in the middle of the night, saw a ghost eating toast halfway up the lamppost. Basically, I
wrote that song better.
I wrote that song. Nice one, Desiree. I'll be singing my lawyers.
Well, she won Best Female Artist of the Year at the Brits, so well done to her.
Well, she must be British then.
Well, the Brits, yeah, working out, lad.
No, because didn't they have international females and international males as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the Brits.
Yeah. He's right. Go, girl.
Best video of the Brits this year, Robbie Williams' Millennium.
Millennium. I love. Do you know what? When you put Robbie Williams on Alexa, play Robbie Williams, right? It ruins it by playing all his later shit.
Yeah.
Alexa,
stop.
Alexa, stop.
What's to play fucking angels then.
Yeah, so was I.
Not only his songs were very catchy and very sing-along, and, you know, I liked them all, his videos were epic.
Yeah.
All his videos were proper storytelling videos, you know what I mean? Yeah. You could sit and watch them like a little 3-4 minute movie.
I've tried to listen to his...
She's the One.
Oh, yeah, that was a little film. Broke our little hearts, that.
What's the one where he's walking down a gunpowder where something's about to blow up? He's walking down the street and there's like a flame following or something. Am I just imagining that?
She's the One. I don't know.
That's
but I get your drift. And then although I have listened to the one where he does a bit of rapping, and it was all right, although I did get into it for a little bit.
Is that the one where there was big controversy because he's like stripping his skin off?
Oh, I don't know.
On the video.
Oh.
And he ends up just being like a skeleton with all his sinew on it.
What about his dong? Do you see his dong in there?
Well, if he had a dong, yeah, but he's got no skin. Can't think what it's called.
Dong. I wouldn't even know if he's got it in the albums out recently. He still looks a dapper lad. The Christmas present, he did a Christmas album last year.
Wasn't his album Rude Box? Wasn't that the one that everyone was saying was shite?
That was the one that was shite, yeah.
So while you're looking, I'll carry on with this. Best newcomer was Belle and Sebastian. There was big controversy over that because they'd already had 3 studio albums released before this.
Okay.
So everyone's like, oh, were they the newcomers? And it came out that they had a big student following. So apparently an email went round all these universities, let's get them to win. And then like the vote got rigged, everybody voted for them online. But people looked into it because everyone was saying it should have been Steps.
Steps
were the favourites, the massive favourites to win this year. And Bella Sebastian, one who basically no one had heard of. Sports Personality of the Year was Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
Evander Holyfield in a heavyweight unification fight.
He was British when he won and he was Canadian when he lost.
He'd defended his title against people like Mike Tyson and Vitali Klitschko. Team of the year, Man United, obviously, for winning the treble, Premier League, the FA Cup and the Champions League, which totally ruined my fucking wedding. I got married in 99 and I watched the European Cup final in bed in Cyprus.
Oh.
Bastards. So didn't get any action that night, so I was devastated.
Get off, Michelle. Get off.
Get off.
Pull me out of it.
Serena Williams won her first Grand Slam title.
Fucking hell, they've had a long career then, the Williams sisters, haven't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
The world's number one, Martina Hingis, in straight sets. She's gone on to become the most dominant player in the women's game, winning 23 titles.
She's still out there now, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, if you remember, Venus Williams was winning everything first.
Yeah.
And she was like the dominant one. And then like Serena overtook her.
Serena used to get beaten by Venus.
Yeah.
In like the finals and shit.
Well, and Venus, she's still got a massive massive title haul. She's won loads.
Yeah.
Well, Serena's won a lot more. Like, movies, top five box office movies from five down to one. Disney's Tarzan.
Phil Collins.
That had the Phil Collins soundtrack, didn't it? Yeah.
Never seen it.
The Matrix.
Love it.
Toy Story 2.
It's alright.
I See Dead People, Sixth Sense.
Oh, when the pictures were due to see you.
Yeah.
I didn't get the twist.
I'm still quite proud of the moment when I clicked on and I turned around. I don't know whether I turned around to you or Michelle. I said, have you got it yet? What? Have you got it? No, what? He's dead.
No, you didn't tell me because I didn't know.
It was Michelle then, yeah.
The scene where he's in the tent, he's made the little tent.
Oh.
If you remember.
Yeah.
And the girl sitting there with him, spoiler, I jumped up out of my seat in the cinema.
Yeah, you did. Mind you, that was a regular occurrence for you.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we went and saw a lot of, went to cinema a lot, the four of us. And it was usually to see a scary film. I still remember your face when we went to see Blair Witch.
Oh, don't. I can't watch you. And The Exorcist, we went The Exorcist. That disturbed me. That fucking disturbed me. That I bought the DVD, never played it in the house. Kerry wouldn't let me in case the demons come.
Get out my house. So number one, quite obviously we can guess, is the Star Wars Phantom Menace.
Wow. I remember getting a JAG video of it. Fella in work was selling it. Boss copy, mate. Boss copy. The fucking worst copy I've ever heard, seen, it was fucking shocking. And I bought five of them and gave them out to all my family. Been told, boss copy.
Was it one of them where like seven or eight people stand up and walk across the screen?
Yeah, it was just fucking diabolical.
The 71st Academy Awards, hosted by Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi!
The big winner this year was Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, classic.
Best director, best film editing, best cinematography, best sound and best sound effects. Big controversy was... it was the odds-on favourite to be the best picture, but that went to Shakespeare in Love.
Never seen it.
Gwyneth Paltrow and... Is that the one with DiCaprio? Is he the main fella in it? Oh, no. Renoff Fiennes, whatever his name is. TV. Nyo. Starting this year, Bob the Builder.
No.
Neil Morrissey's voice.
Is he still Bob the Builder?
I think he is, you know. Bob the Builder, Wendy, all the other little cranes.
Steve.
Steve the Builder. Don't get him to do your chimney stack, though. That's another story. Tweenies started.
The Tweenies? Oh, these were a part of my life. They must have been a part of your life as well.
Yeah, definitely with the kids, yeah. Definitely one of the chippiest kids shows I've ever seen in my life.
The old way. Fucking cunt.
Yeah, and he's one of the trippiest fucking adult things I've ever seen. The League of Gentlemen.
Oh, classic. I bet you they've taken all that off now because of
Hello, Dave.
So you always tried to get me into it. You loved it. You always tried to get me into it. And I did watch a few and I was like, it's all right. It's all right. But the same two people, have you seen Inside Number 9?
I've heard of it. Is Vic and Bob in this as well?
Possibly. I haven't seen them all. But it's the same two people. Steve Pemberton and Reese Earstones.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
They're both in it. They've both written. There's like five series of it. They're the two common denominators, and every episode is different cast.
Oh, I'll have a look at that. So,
but there are celebrities in it.
I love celebrities. Season 3 of League of Gentlemen is fantastic because it's just one day shot from different points of view of different people in the village.
Okay.
Good.
Well, this Inside Number 9, the common theme is the number 9. Every series, it's not a follow-on. Every episode is a different, its own entity, but it's based around the number 9. So there'll be like, there was one where they were both policemen in a car, and the police car was number 9. There was a murder in a house, and the house number was number 9. They were playing sardines. I think that's the first episode, Sardines. No, that is where it's like hide and seek, but when you find them, you've got to stay with them. So they were hidden in a wardrobe, and there was 9 people in the wardrobe. So it's always based on number 9.
I'll have a look at this. And I mean, number 9 was John Lennon's number as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Number 9.
So Inside Number 9. Do you get it on BBC Catch-Up?
I'll have a look.
It's on BBC Catch-Up, kid. Do
a
it.
Lot.
Do
a, it. Lot. A lot.
It's a comedy drama. Actually, I think it's won loads of awards, comedy drama awards. I think since it started, it's won every year, the best comedy drama.
Never even heard of it. Shows you what happens when you get old.
Inside Number 9. What else? Matt Groening, following on from The Simpsons, brought out Futurama. Ran from 1999 to 2013.
I prefer Futurama.
I've still got a soft spot for Simpsons, but I do watch Futurama. Also, Seth MacFarlane brought Family Guy out. And ending the TV this year, Noel Edmonds' House Party.
No.
1991 to 1999. No more Mr. Bobby. No more Grunge Tanker. No more Crinkly Bottom.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, am I upset? But, well, Noel is Saturday Evening Entertainment. Oh, have I said too much?
No, somebody on my Apple TV is already watching Number 9 because it's already in Up Next.
Oh.
Exactly. Sardines. Have you
put it on in the past?
One. No, never heard of it, mate. That has burned my head out. Right, telly's off again. I was just subscribing to it, but...
What was going on in 1999? Glenn Hoddle, the England manager, gave his interview, do you remember this, to the Times,
and he
suggested people born with disabilities are paying for their sins from a previous life.
Strange, that, mate.
2 or 3 days later, he was sacked as England manager, obviously. TV presenter Jill Dando is shot on a doorstep. At the age of 37.
Wow.
His biggest manhunt is launched since the Yorkshire Ripper. And after 2 years, a man is tried and found guilty. But after 7 years in prison, he's acquitted and freed. And he still haven't solved the case.
Mm-hmm.
30th of December 1999, George Harrison is attacked and stabbed by an intruder in his Friar Park mansion.
Yeah.
Scouser broke into his house early hours in the morning to kill Harrison. He said he was sent by God because he believed George was the devil.
So that's two of the Beatles who were the devil.
George was treated for several stab wounds and a punctured lung. He later said, jokingly, he wasn't a burglar and he wasn't auditioning for the Travelling Wilburys.
I don't think he was ever right after that. And do you reckon that, that the trauma of that attack helped trigger the cancer?
Yeah. And the biggest news of the year, David Beckham and the non-singing Spice Girl get married.
The non-singing.
1999 Toy of the Year for the boys was WWF Wrestlers. For the girls, Baby Annabelle. Craze of the Year was Alien Eggs. Do your kids ever have that?
No.
Like obviously an egg shape and like all guns inside with a little alien.
No, didn't have one of them.
Game of the Year was the board game Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it was a bad year again for people who were born in 99 or just can't find the right website. All I could find was Kevin Smith's daughter, Hayley Quinn Smith.
Yeah,
fair enough. Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah.
And Sean Gambrone, better known as Adam Goldberg.
Well, I never knew that. Very strange. Well, I best get it up.
Come on, Gail.
Come on,
get your ass down here, silly.
Oh, hello. I've just been having a piece of toast because a ghost scared me while I was up a lamppost.
Mrs. Desiree, or Craig's old school teacher?
Mrs. Wright, because she's well dead. So she had a fright. She come to me and said, "You're talking to Craig, aren't you? Go and tell him not to stroke the lamb the way he used to stroke it in my classroom.
It's a lamb, not a cow. Tell him to stop milking it."
Well, the funny story, he used to milk bulls.
It was the drinking of it afterwards that was worried everyone.
Oh, imagine that. Can you imagine? So on this cloud with me today is the movie producer Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
Was he...
He made...
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange, 2001 Space Shining. Odyssey.
Was he Shining?
Shining, yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah, so he's dead. Anyway, he's just sitting here now making a film about me.
Eating toast.
Yeah. And then... Yeah, lad, get the ale in, will you?
Ollie, coming now.
Ollie Reed.
Oliver Reed.
He was dead. Well, he was drunk when he was dead, and now he's dead drunk. He's literally got his hands.
He's always well pickled, Ronnie.
He's got his hands all over me. He died whilst he was filming Gladiator. He doesn't even know. Oh, what a raging success it was.
Was he in Gladiator?
Yeah. They had to do some reshoots and use a body double because he died sitting in an alehouse in Malta.
Why have I got it in my head he died doing The Musketeers? Oh, no, it was a little fat fellow, wasn't
he? I don't know.
Roy Kinnear.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll come up eventually. Who else? I'm just flicking through now, seeing any of these names. Dirk Bogart. No?
Dirk Bogart, the actor, American actor.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I
playing against Sam.
I haven't found a definitive fucking...
Well, that's Humphrey Bogart, isn't it?
I haven't found a website either that just has like dead English people because these are all fucking American. Shit, really. I'm just going to just stroke me Mary and think about me frunties.
When I try to find people who are born this year, we're all into all the millenniums now and I don't know any of them.
Quentin Crisp.
Who?
Quentin Crisp.
Name rings a bell.
He invented the crisp.
So he's to blame.
He was born Dennis.
Skips or Pringles.
He, controversial, Skip. So I haven't voted yet. I've got them in my house. Craig's got them. Oh, God, I'm doing an impression of Craig now.
That's great. Still a black doing an impression of Craig.
Oh, my fucking head's battered.
You need to put your cock in your hand.
Oh, two fingers up my arse. As I've heard you come a month's load. Oh, Bill Owen. Little Bill Owen died.
Bill Owen? Goody?
No. Goodies. No. He was in Last of the Bill Summer Oddie. Wine. Last of the Summer Wine.
Compo,
yeah.
Ah.
He's got his hands all over me as well.
He's a dirty boy. Oh, he was always after Ned Hughes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What's her name? Nora Batty.
Nora Batty. Oh.
With her crinkly socks.
Oh, God, yeah.
She did have a crinkly bottom.
The things that I'd done to her.
Oh, Scylla, didn't know you were that way inclined.
Oh, any holes of gold when you're in heaven. Anyway, blow the whistle.
Shitty.